National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 2005. Flying at 10,000 feet into another new year, this is issue number 238, and I'm Fred Volbe, the publisher of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. And my address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you live in the United States of America or Canada and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also renewal rates. Tapes are sent by first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and look for that Join Us link at the top of the page. Well, before we fly down to Tampa, Florida, and look at the travelogue with John Bowker, what we're going to do is go to Texas. And here's Bill Hale with a look at the AM Switch.
This is the AM Switch.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for January 2005. First of all, call letter changes. Don't get your pencils too sharp. This first one is going to be a dilly. On 790 in Thomasville, North Carolina was WIST, and then they changed to WFIK. 2 weeks later, WFIK changed to WZXY, and then 2 weeks later, changed to WBLO. That's where they stand right now. 840 WCEO in Columbia, South Carolina has changed to WSCQ. 920 KBNA in El Paso, Texas has changed their calls to KLTO. 950 KSNB in St. Louis Park, Minnesota has changed call letters to KNTF. On 990 in Farmersville, Texas, KMSR is now KFCD. On 1050, WPLC in Silver Spring, Maryland has reportedly changed to WFED, but as of press time, those call letters don't show up in the FCC's online database, so we'll call that one a tentative at this writing. 1060 WBTB in Monroe, North Carolina has changed to WXNC. That's right, last month they just changed to WBTB. On 1070, KKHT in Houston, Texas has changed to KNTH, now with a news format. 1370 WELV in Ellenville, New York has changed to WRWD. On 1490 in Waterville, Maine, WODJ is now WTVL. Once again, a call lasted only 2 weeks. And 1490 WSVM Valdez, North Carolina, now WBLO, and 1590 WJRO in Glen Burnie, Maryland, has changed to WFBR. New stations on the air during the past month on 890 KTXV in Frankston, Texas. They're reportedly on with 250 watts during the day, 2 watts at night, non-directional with a Spanish format. And 1400 WWNZ in VZ, Maine, new station is there with 1,000 watts during the day, 810 watts at night, non-directional, with a news talk format. The following construction permits are now on the air. 620 KPOJ in Portland, Oregon is on with their upgrade to 25,000 watts during the day, 10,000 watts at night, with two patterns. 680 WAPA in San Juan, Puerto Rico is on with 10 kilowatts day and night, directional during nighttime hours. WMIN 740 in Hudson, Wisconsin, they've been granted program test authority, which means they're on the air and ready to go, with 1,100 watts during the day and directional. They're a daytime station from a new three-tower site. 760 WEFL to Cuesta, Florida, their CP to raise both day and night power levels to become 3,000 watts during the day, 1,500 watts at night, two patterns, is now on the air. KJMP 870 in Pierce, Colorado is on the air with 1,200 watts during the day, 320 watts at night, using two patterns. Also on 870, but this time a little further west, KAIM Honolulu, Hawaii is on with 50 kilowatts day and night using a single pattern. 980 KNTR Lake Havasu City, Arizona has been granted program test authority for 1,000 watts during the day, 49 watts at night, non-directional from a new 250-foot tower. 1150 WGBR Goldsboro, North Carolina has been granted a CP for 5,000 watts during the day, 800 watts at night using two patterns. 1270 KNWC Sioux Falls, South Dakota has been granted program test authority for 5,000 watts during the day, 2,300 watts at night using two patterns from a new four-tower site. KMUS 1380 in Sperry, Oklahoma is now on with 7,000 watts during the day, 250 watts at night utilizing two directional patterns with a new city of license, formerly Muskogee. 1490 WUVR Lebanon, New Hampshire is on with 640 watts day and night non-directional. 1560 KABI Abilene, Kansas has been granted program test authority for 250 watts during the day, 58 watts at night non-directional. Their change is adding those 58 watts at night. 1580 KAMI Cozad, Nebraska. Their CP for adding night service is on. They now have 1,000 watts during the day, 17 watts at night, non-directional. 1690 KDDZ Arvada, Colorado has been granted program test authority to transmit from their new 366-foot tower. They are still the standard X-band facilities of 10,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, non-directional. Grants to existing facilities, WTCM 580 in Traverse City, Michigan has been granted a CP to increase day and night power levels to become 50,000 watts during the day, 1,100 watts at night using two different directional patterns. 930 WLSS Sarasota, Florida has been granted a CP to increase nighttime power to become 5,000 watts during the day, 3,000 watts at night using two patterns. 1060 KNLV Ord, Nebraska has been granted a CP to lower the daytime power, add nighttime service, and double their tower height. When built, KNLV will become 650 watts during the day, 23 watts at night, non-directional. 1060 KXLX Airway Heights, Washington has been granted a CP to change their city of license to this Airway Heights. They were formerly at Newport, Washington. They've also been granted a facility change to 10,000 watts during the day, 600 watts at night, directional nights only. 1240 KBLL Helena, Montana has been granted a CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 850 watts at night, non-directional, from a new 190-foot tower. 1290 WHKY Hickory, North Carolina has been granted a CP to raise the daytime power to become 50,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, using two patterns. 1500 WAKE Valparaiso, Indiana has been granted a CP to add night service. When operational, there'll be 1,000 watts during the day, 25 watts at night, non-directional. And 1540 KMPC Los Angeles has been granted a CP for 50,000 watts during the day, 2,900 watts at night, but they've just submitted an application to raise that nighttime power to 40,000 watts, so stand by on that one. Some Canadian news to report, CJNS 1240 Meadow Lake, Saskatchewan will soon be leaving the AM band as the CRTC has approved their move to 102.3 MHz with 45,000 watts ERP. The new station will originate 30 hours of local programming per week. The remainder of the broadcast time will continue to originate from CJNB 1050 North Battleford, Saskatchewan. Other news from here and there, KCPW 1010 Tooele, Utah is reported to be back on with NPR programming parallel KCPW FM. Also back on, WSNW 1150 in Seneca, South Carolina is back with an oldies format. 1540 WJJT Jellicoe, Tennessee with Southern Gospel. 1260 KLDS Valfurrias, Texas has returned with a religious format as Radio Vaz. Also, back on KVDL 1150, Quanah, Texas. Sources report WCBG 1590 Chambersburg, Pennsylvania has left the air permanently, and WHEW 1380 Franklin, Tennessee and KZFX 1380 Salinas, California are also off the air. This just in from Jerry Starr. It looks like WATJ 1560 Chardon, Ohio is gone for good. The FCC no longer has them in the database, and WKKY, the FM station that owned WATJ, has the transmitter, which is a 1998 Harris tuned to 1560, up for sale in the latest trade papers. Here's an article from the Loudoun Times Mirror sent to us by George Santulli. The headline reads, Radio Station Seeks Hamilton Home, and the article goes on to say, WIN, spelled capital W-I-N Radio, Broadcasting of Forest Hills, New York, has applied to the FCC to broadcast on 1440 on the AM dial with studios in Hamilton. WIN, owned by Dr. Richard S. Yoon of Westbury, New York, owns WCTN in Potomac, Maryland, said consultant Bill Paris. Since passage of the Telecommunications Act of 1996, radio broadcasting has become more consolidated and automated and has gone to a satellite delivery system, said Paris. He goes on to say that's not what his client has in mind for this Hamilton station. Radio by nature is a live local medium, he goes on to say. This radio station will be just that. Paris said no decisions have been made on format or content, but there'll definitely be talk, a live talk, and probably some music too. At 1 kilowatt of power, the new station's audience will be Loudoun County. Over the years, he's toyed with the idea of broadcasting local government meetings, but anything's possible. The application is before the FCC, said Paris. The next step is to be a lease or buy property in Hamilton for the studio, to purchase land for the two 150 to 160-foot radio antennas, and to satisfy local zoning requirements. The whole process will take at least 18 months. For the studio, a couple of small office rooms will do, said Paris. We envision a setup where people can walk in off the street and get on the air, and there will be call-ins, we guarantee it. We have no preconceived notions, no models. We'll seek input from the community. Whatever it is, it will be unusual on the radio dial. And George comments, I think 1440 used to be assigned to Herndon, Virginia. If this comes on, it'll be a new local pest for him. And I might add, the initial application was for 500 watts during the day, 1200 watts at night using two patterns, but they've submitted an amendment now asking for 1,000 watts during the day, 5,000 at night, at a different location using two patterns. Well, that wraps it up for this time. Thanks to Sean Axelrod, Wayne Heinen, Jerry Starr, and Neil Wolfish for tips used in this month's AM Switch. Well, there seems to be a small commotion in Sun City, Florida. Someone dressed as Baby New Year has the neighborhood gawking. What? Who? Oh, why, it's John Balker with this month's travelogue.
Swaddling clothes. I didn't even know what they were until I put them on. I hope the sheriff doesn't see me. He'll think I'm off my medication. Well, Happy New Year, Bill and Fred and Mark, Ken and Phil. Everyone who's connected in any way with the DX Audio Service or the National Radio Club. This is the Travelogue program segment, and it seems like ages ago, but we're going to pick up where we left off back in November and see if we can finish up the 900 kilohertz set of stations that we have in the Travelogue collection. Say, before we go any further, if you remember last month, I mentioned a whole bunch of people who had contributed tapes and discs and emails and everything else to the Travelogue. And as luck would have it, of course, I missed two or three. I hope I have explained to each of them that I did, but Gary Thorburn, thanks so very much for sending in what you did at WCRN. And John Sampson, good heavens, I had his tape in the machine ready to copy. And last and certainly not least, James Niven had submitted some material for us that we'll be using too. Hey, all of you, thanks so very much, both for last month's list and this month's list. Well, enough said of my appreciation to everyone who contributes. It's time to go west, as a sage once said, and we pick up at 900 on the dial, and we'll move into Wisconsin as we begin the January 2005 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Great food and some healthy food at Hardee's. You're listening to the Hardee's Breakfast Club on WRLO-FM, Antigo, Crandon, and Rhinelander, and on 900 AM WATK, Antigo. It's 8 o'clock.
A good Wednesday morning with news for the heart of Wisconsin. I'm Jim Grieve.
Thanks very much, Jim, for getting us started on this month's travelogue as we move down to the middle of the state to one of the many resort areas in Wisconsin.
Home of the hits, WNNO AM-FM, Wisconsin Dells with the news brief. I'm Bob Van Gendron. Sunny sky, 70 degrees outside, and it's a minute past 1 o'clock. Tropical Storm Jerry is inching toward the coast of Texas and Louisiana.
Now, that recording is from 1993, and Linda and I were back in that part of the country in the year 2000.
This is the music of your life, WIBU, Poinette, Madison, WDLS, Wisconsin Dells.
AP Network News, I'm Rita Foley.
Okay, Rita. Now, Clark Ingram was over in Madison, Wisconsin not so long ago, and he reached out with a loop to pick this up from Wisconsin Dells.
Of your life. WIBU, Wisconsin Dells, Portage.
Well, we'll leave Wisconsin at this point and move up to just across the river from the state capital of Minnesota.
This is Bob Featherstone saying, think about it, a program of Northwestern College Radio, St. Paul, Minnesota.
It's 15 now before 6 o'clock from KTIS, AM and FM, Minneapolis and St. Paul, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. John Lundell with this Metro Traffic Update and this report provided by MedCenter's Health Plan.
Okay, speaking of the river, we're going to go south along the Mississippi River now at some distance to the Show Me State. Say, how many of you can tell me where the famous phrase, the Iron Curtain, referring to Russia? Where did that statement get originated, do you know? Well, it was Winston Churchill who was visiting the United States, and he allowed as how an Iron Curtain was descending across Europe. And that was spoken at a college in Fulton, Missouri, which happens to be our next stop.
More news, more often. This is 900 AM KFAL Fulton.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt.
We're going to keep moving south now, about 15 miles into Arkansas, into the town of Harrison. And what's big in Harrison? Well, cows are big. Listen.
This herd will sell at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 14th. To see the cows before sale day, call Dwayne Teague at 423-2061. Regular sales are held every Friday at Cattleman's Livestock Auction on the bypass in Harrison.
And this is KHOZ in Harrison, Arkansas, 10 o'clock, 63 degrees.
NBC Radio News. A gunman in a wealthy Paris suburb has taken over a nursery school class.
Well, as we continue our monthly travel, this time with our dials locked at 900 kilohertz. Now, a few minutes ago, I mentioned that James Niven had sent in a recording, and by golly, James, here it is on the 900 travelogue, your recording of the station in Hamilton, Texas.
Central Texas radio station, KCLW 900 Classic Country, serving Hamilton, Gatesville, Stephenville, Waco, and Gulfway.
Oh, he wasn't through talking, was he? Nice effort. Thanks a lot, James. We go north now into Kansas to hear part of the KBUL jingle package.
Now is 4 o'clock.
Then KSGL took over that frequency in Wichita not too long ago.
By tuning into Back to the Bible.
Just one more nail. Oh, boy.
Hear Back to the Bible weekday mornings at 9:30 on KSGL, Wichita.
Good morning, everyone. You're part of AM 900 KSGL Radio in Wichita, Kansas. We're about 45 seconds away from 8 a.m. and Answers for Life on New Sunshine Station. We're looking at mostly clear and a temperature of 74 degrees.
Very interesting accent. I can't quite place it. Maybe somebody can tell me. We head next for Columbus. Columbus, Nebraska, that is. And our son John was in Columbus in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Music Radio from KJSK Columbus, AM 90. Good afternoon. It's just shy of 2 o'clock.
And Columbus, Nebraska, for those of you aiming a loop antenna at KJSK, is not far from Omaha. It's at the eastern quarter of the state of Nebraska. So next we head to the west, and we're going to go four states to the west through Wyoming. We're not even going to stop in Utah or Nevada. We get into the Golden State to learn what we can hear on the radio.
You can hear People to People with Bob George, a live call-in talk show from Dallas. That's People to People today at 4:05. The time now, 10 o'clock. This is KBIA Fresno.
From out in the desert, we're going to move to the west, right over to the ocean, and we find ourselves just blocks from downtown Los Angeles.
It is 12 o'clock, high noon, here at KGRB, KVOB in West Covina, on the Beachcombers Big Band Bar. So that's where we gather all week long throughout the afternoon for all of those fine sounds of the years that swung.
We're going to go way north now, up into the state of Washington, and to his great credit, our listener Pete Taylor at one point was driving about through the middle of the state of Washington on Interstate 90, tuned his radio to 900, and picked up Wenatchee from a short distance away.
Sports Radio 900 KKRT is proud to have been chosen as the Wenatchee Valley's exclusive home for the 1996 Summer Olympics. They're just a few days away, and Sports Radio will have 5 hours of live coverage from the Olympics every afternoon from 4 to 9, and that includes every game for Dream Team 3.
All sports, all the time. This is the home of the Cougars. Sports Radio 900 KKRT Wenatchee.
News. I'm Nick Young on Cape Fear, North Carolina, which is being pounded mercilessly by Hurricane Bertha.
Boy, if it isn't one thing, it's something else. Well, that concludes our trip across the 48 contiguous United States, but we're going to take a long jump now and go back about 34 years to what they were hearing in the state of Hawaii at 900.
KNUI Kahului, where the music is.
Now, that seems like a long ways to go for such a shortcut, but I can tell you that John Bristol recorded about 20 stations that same day on an Hitachi radio boombox with a built-in cassette machine. You see, I worked with his dad for many years, and as soon as I learned they were going to Hawaii, I said, "Hey, would your son John mind taking along a recorder to get some station breaks for me?" And he said, "What?" And he did. You can imagine how pleased he was to have his son burdened down with a radio while they were supposed to be out seeing the sights and on the beach and all. Oh, well. Well, that takes care of the United States. We're going to come back to the North American continent now on this travelogue and see if we can get CJVI to behave for us in Victoria, British Columbia.
Oldies 900, all oldies, all the time with Herman's Hermits. And can't you hear my heartbeat? If you're on the way home, traveling through the western communities, got a bit of a tie-up with this call from the RCMP Highway Patrol.
This is a site that's been hit 600 block Goldstream, so just warning the traffic will be slow in that area.
Playing the greatest rock and roll music, 9 in a row. This is the home of good time oldies.
Oldies 900, Victoria.
You know, that's a good way to identify a station, the frequency in the city. What more do you really need? Nothing else. But it is CJVI, at least it was at the time I recorded it, on the AM dial at 900. Well, okay, let's come halfway back across the continent in Canada, and we'll stop at a station that we recorded while we were in Batavia, New York, this past Labor Day weekend.
When you can't turn on a radio, log on to www.900chml.com. Worldwide address of hometown radio, AM 900 CHML, Hamilton's news talk leader.
It's the harvest season, and Hamilton's Farmers Market reminds drivers that farmers are sharing our county roads while transporting crops.
Let's go out to Nova Scotia.
Spectacular savings. Men's Horse Menswear, Church Street in downtown Amherst.
Light Rock 900, CKDH. The best music from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
give the call letters, and the fella did say Amherst during the commercial, so we'll let that one go at that. Now, we have some others that we've recorded. Here's one from south of the border.
XEW, La Voz de la América Latina desde México, transmitiendo desde sus estudios y oficinas en Ayuntamiento número 52, México Distrito Federal, con 100,000 watts de potencia.
Now, I speak rotten Spanish, let me assure you, but I could make out XEW loud and clear on that 900 station break from Mexico. It's great to have so many megawatts de potencia, as they say at every ID, of course. Now, let's see what you can make out of this very last station we're going to play for you today. Very clear, 8HK. Where's that, you cry? Well, let's give it another shot. This will tell you the city of license.
Alice Springs.
Oh, tweak. That was a koala bear, I think, because that all comes from Australia. Oh, yes, a geography lesson along with the travelogue, and that does conclude things. Next month, we'll start the 910 frequency. I have no idea how long that's going to take. Months and months, I hope, because it's so much fun. This is John Bowker, and here's Mark Durenberger.
Thanks, John. Mark Durenberger for the DX Audio Service. We're in the middle of our multi-part band scan recorded over several weeks from our former Minneapolis listening location. When we had the time to listen to every channel and to wait out propagation effects until we got what we wanted, literally, from each frequency. We're using a Kiwa AirCore loop, a Sony 2010, a digital recorder. The results were pretty cool, as you're hearing, as we continue our multi-part band scan. And let's see, where were we in our report? 1,000, and that would be WMVP.
The home of the White Sox and Bulls is also the only place where you can hear Chicago's Sports Center three times every hour.
WMVP Chicago is
ESPN Radio 1000.
O'clock. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dave Jude. Mostly cloudy, 20 degrees right now in West Chicago. Cloudy skies, 22 in Brookfield. Mostly cloudy this morning. A high expected in the upper 20s. In the aftermath of Super Bowl 34, the big sports news continues to come from Atlanta. Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis was charged with murder last night in connection with the slayings of two people outside an Atlanta nightclub just hours after the Super Bowl. Police say two men were stabbed during a fight outside the Cobalt Lounge in the Buckhead neighborhood. Lewis was supposed to be en route to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl, but he was taken into custody.
WMVP is the anchor tenant on the frequency. It's in Chicago, but its pattern is designed to protect Seattle at night. So that makes it a much more challenging target. And at the same time, it leaves room for a couple of other signals to sneak in through the noise. Occasionally, from Minneapolis, we can copy KXRB Sioux Falls. But a tougher challenge is the news station in Oklahoma.
Imagine getting an A for copying.
Keep the conversation going. Share the knowledge. Call 1-800-0.
Oklahoma City's 24-hour news source. This is News Radio 1000 KTOK. Oklahoma City. Depend on it.
From ABC News. I'm Paul James. Inspections of planes similar to the Alaska Airlines jet that crashed off the California coast a couple of weeks ago have turned up problems in tail sections of 22 planes, eight of them owned by Alaska Airlines. The jet that crashed almost had a key part replaced in 1997. Almost. Here's ABC's Lisa Stark.
In September of 97, the airline did what is known as a C-check. It's a heavy maintenance check.
1020, KDKA, of course.
Find out about the Epilaser.
Dr. Cherub has three convenient locations in Pittsburgh, Kennedy Township, and Upper St. Clair. Call 833-1117 today for your initial consultation. That's 833-1117. KDKA, Pittsburgh.
You're listening to the world's first radio station. Your first source for news, talk, sports, and information. Pittsburgh's radio station, KDKA, AM 1020.
CNN Radio News, I'm Ed Payne.
The Alaska Airlines investigators now have both of the so-called black boxes from Monday's crash. The cockpit voice recorder was pulled off the ocean floor Wednesday, the flight data recorder.
And just to the northwest of us is a 1020 station near Fargo. Well, we're cruising right along here, and on 10:30, we've got a local assignment just east of St. Paul in the town of Maplewood.
That's a look at the Twin Cities forecast from the Bible Station, AM 1030, WCTS.
WCTS, Maplewood, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
At this time, WCTS presents a Bible reading from the Old Testament.
Today's Old Testament Bible reading is found in Exodus chapters 37 and 38.
And even though we're pointing east, by very careful adjustment of the loop, usually having to twist it in three dimensions, we can occasionally sneak around the low-power nighttime signal from WCTS. And guess what's behind it? By the way, that sideband you hear is most likely WHO in Des Moines. Look how they barrel in here at night.
This is Michael Reagan. Catch all 4 hours of my show each weeknight starting at 9 on News Radio 1040 WHO Des Moines.
From ABC News, I'm Stephen Tubbs, live at the ABC News Decision Desk in Los Angeles. Polls have just closed here in California, and ABC News projects George W. Bush has won here by a comfortable margin, taking all 162 delegates.
On 1060 on a good night, we can copy Philadelphia pretty well.
At the shore, mostly clear, brisk, cold overnight, low 19. Tuesday, sunny and a chilly, the high 32 to 36. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, a mild afternoon, the high near 50. Ocean water temperature 35 degrees. KYW News Time, 12 midnight.
All news, all the time.
KYW News Radio.
From Independence Mall, this is News Radio, KYW 1060 Philadelphia, an Infinity Broadcasting Station serving Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware.
This is Tuesday, February 8th, 2000. Good morning, I'm Molly Charles. On Independence Mall, it's 33 degrees and partly cloudy. It's 34 at the airport. We're headed down to 22 overnight.
But during the day, we have a station just south of us.
Watch your mailbox for help in planning your financial future. The future is in your hands.
KFIL AM and KFIL FM, Preston, your station for true country.
I told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. Smiled and said you appreciate the gesture.
Well, let's continue our trek up the 1A and 1B channels from our listening post in Minneapolis. When you tune to 1070 around here, you don't hear a lot. That is, since K-Mom and Monticello went dark, and before its replacement takes to the air north of here. And here's where the loop really proves its worth, sorting out the signals from all sides. And we found them just about everywhere we pointed. Closest on this night was Madison, Wisconsin.
See you tomorrow on game day.
Yeah.
great sports talk
and Milwaukee Bucks basketball. This is ESPN Radio, 1070, WTSO, Madison.
At almost 90 degrees, which is great for the loop, we copy Wichita. A great catch from Minneapolis.
AM 1070, KFDI, Wichita's news leader.
In the 24-hour KFDI News Center, I'm Scott Roberts. Outside, mostly cloudy and 61 degrees as we head toward a low of 41. The city of Wichita, Sedgwick County, and the school district have joined together in a process to improve race relations. Wichita Mayor Bob Knight has made the project a priority for the next year, and it's being conducted by...
And we've saved the best for last. Listen carefully and see what sneaks into the mix of several 1070 signal. Not bad from Minneapolis, I'd say. 1080 KRLD Dallas is protected at night around here.
You can see your car, and you can see it built right before your very eyes. Call it 35-LEASE.
KRLD, Dallas, Fort Worth. KRLD.
Zone, check your watch, 12 o'clock.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shinnevy. A scare for passengers aboard an Alaska Airlines flight Monday night, which originated in Puerto Vallarta and had made a stop in San Francisco. The jet was back in the air, headed for Seattle, and the pilot spotted sparks coming from the MD-80's tail section.
But during the day, 1080 is shared by a lot of stations, including local KYMN. Here's a morning cut we recorded. You'll hear the KYMN carrier come on over KRLD. And a very early morning sounding voice starting KYMN's daytime operation.
Roger Evergan Sports at 6:15. No surprises in the Cowboys hiring of their new coordinator.
Here's another local story. It's coming up after 6 o'clock thanks to Therese Farina at the editor's desk this morning.
In 30 seconds, we're going to have a little bit of news from NBC.
For the Groundhog Day 2000.
Then we'll have a little bit of weather from KYM.
Then
we'll have a little news from MARK. Then we'll have a little farm market report from LINDER Network.
The Granite State belongs to McCain. George W. Bush may be the Republican frontrunner, but it was John McCain who ran away with the New Hampshire primary.
You will always hear the truth from me.
There's a lot of daytime traffic on 1090 up our way, but at night, we're pretty much left with Little Rock.
Now that your 18th birthday is quickly approaching, it's your turn. Simply return the form sent to you in the mail or fill out a registration card at the post office or register on the internet at sss.gov. Fulfill your patriotic duty. Register with Selective Service when you turn 18. It's what a man's gotta do.
This is AM 1090 KAAY Little Rock.
They were wise enough when they got there to offer him three lovely gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and each one of them must have a meaning of some sort.
From Corpus Christi, Texas, it's time for the Family Altar Program.
One sat alone beside the highway, begging
His eyes were blind. The light he couldn't.
Oh my, that sound evokes memories of Uncle George's record shop and Send Before Midnight Tonight and the music station of the South. Mark Dernberger here for the DX Audio Service as we close this portion of our multi-part band scan from Minneapolis. Recorded back when we had the time to listen over an extended period to pull up some rare catches on some of the clear channels. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next month with the DX Audio Service. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. And from the Washington Post, an article written by Paul Ferry. And you're not going to believe this. There are no six-song supersets, no shock jocks, no traffic and weather together on the eights. What is it? WFED-AM, which went on the air in Washington for the first time yesterday. It does, however, hold a bold new broadcasting concept, radio for federal bureaucrats. If you can't get enough of C-SPAN 2, if you devour every issue of the Federal Register, if you know the FEC from your FERC, WFED 1050 AM could be your one-stop spot on the dial. It's all about the federal government, its management, pay and personnel, policy, procurement, and people from morning until quitting time. The architects of WFED are the first to say that this may not be everyone's cup of USDA-inspected tea. As a matter of fact, WFED can be tough going for listeners who don't work for the federal government. Take yesterday's live mid-morning discussion about the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program with two senior officials from the Office of Personnel Management. The OPM guys really got it going about the FEHBP, detailing its FSA and HSA features, plus the HMO component, and its relationship to FERS. They also warn people to stay away from HDHP programs, although, come on, who doesn't know that already? The ads on WFED are rather specialized, too. Are you in the market for Enterprise Linux? Is your ERP CRM letting you down? Well, according to their commercial, Unixist and EMC apparently have just what you're looking for. Whatever they have, it has scalability. Another company, Computer Associates, touted its asset optimization solutions. WFED is the brainchild of Jim Farley and Joel Oxley, the top newsman and business manager, respectively, of Bonneville International Corporation's local radio stations, including all-news station WTOP. Their optimism was fueled by the growth of federalnewsradio.com, a website WTOP launched in 2000 to cover its Fed-specific topics. Based on the website's success, its profitability, Oxley persuaded Salt Lake City-based Bonneville Corporation to sink $4 million into buying a Silver Springs business news station, WPLC-AM, and then to relaunch it as WFED. The station's marquee attraction is Mike Cossey, who Farley describes as a rock star among the 750,000 or so civilians, military, and government contracting employees in the area. We're biased on this subject because we know Cossey, who works for the Post for 36 years before leaving it 4 years ago to work in part for federalnewsradio.com. During his time at the newspaper, Cossey wrote more than 11,000 daily diary columns, so we figure he knows a bit about what he's talking about twice every hour on WFED. The station is also optimizing its assets by using material from federalnewsradio.com and reporting by some WTOP stars, such as Chaz Henry, David McConnell, Judith Lilly, and Amy Morris. It's not clear how big of a crowd WFED drew on opening day or what its potential audience might be. WFED didn't get a very big promotional send-off. Actually, outside of a mention on the website, it didn't get any. What's more, WFED has to turn the power down after sunset to avoid interfering with other station signals. During the day, however, WFED has enough power to reach Montgomery, Fairfax, and Prince George's County and the district, where most feds can be found. But as Farley explains, the station doesn't really need to capture all the planet's govs to succeed. Our advertisers don't care about the clerks and the typists, he says. They want to reach the people making the buying decisions, the chief information officers, and the personnel chiefs inside the federal agencies. We're programming this for all levels of federal employees, but as long as the top tier is included, the advertisers are willing to pay, Farley says. Apart from that, WFED's debut raises an interesting cultural geographic issue. If an all-government station can succeed in a government town like Washington, why can't the same concept be exploited in other one-industry towns? We eagerly await, for example, WDBT, proudly serving the credit card industry of Wilmington, Delaware. KRPS, all gambling news all the time in Las Vegas. WBRW in Milwaukee, beer never sounded this good. KORN, the agricultural and heavy metal station in Des Moines. WAVE, Norfolk's naval news leader. WUAW, Detroit's all auto station. KOIL, broadcaster to Houston's petroleum industry. WRED and WBLU, fair and balanced across America. And of course, WWWW, the radio station covering all things internet. Maybe they just don't know what they're not hearing. And from the National Radio Club Board comes news. I'm pleased to announce two appointments to the National Radio Club family. Blaine Thompson has been appointed as the new moderator of the National Radio Club's listserv, and he invites all members to join in for the fun. Also, the long search for replacement of DDXD West editor has culminated with the appointment of Bill Dvorak, who will succeed Harry Helms at the end of the month. Thanks to both Blaine and Bill for volunteering, and thanks to Harry for serving as editor of DDXD West. And from Russ Edmonds, it comes with great sadness that I must report that Paige Taylor, K2QAR, former IDXD editor and New Jersey Publishing Committee member, passed away as a result of cancer on September the 12th per a letter received today from his widow, Alberta. I had pretty much lost contact with Paige in Alberta several years ago, and one of the reasons was that they had both become very much more active with their church about that time. Paige was diagnosed with cancer in April of 2003 and was holding his own for over a year, however slipped quickly over the summer. Sincerest condolences go out to the family of Paige Taylor. Let's flip over our tape now to side two of the DX Audio Service for September 2005.